Fantasy Lounge, live from 92nd in Nashville, formerly 33rd in Emerald, with the same old fantasy football talk. 12 degenerates from Oak Lawn compete to be the champion. Who's gonna win? Who's gonna lose? Find out this week on the Fantasy Lounge.
And we are live in the Fantasy Lounge. As always, Mikey Mack on the mic via the Fantasy Lounge hotline. The Commissioner Andy Hansen and Daily Dave himself, Dave Steuben. And wow, I mean, what a fantasy season. It comes down to this. Me versus Randy for the whole kit and caboodle. What are your thoughts?
Good to see you, Mike. Good to see you. I'll start out, Mike. Go live. I mean, great first hand to the podcast there to open us up there. I hope your team stumbles on those words just like you did to begin. But it's great to see. I mean, a friendship might be won or lost. So if I'm gonna lose a friendship, might as well win. Might as well win something this week. You know what I mean? Or it could be a win-win. Not talk to you anymore and get a fantasy championship. It don't matter. But it's good to see you. Can't wait to take you down. Can't wait to do it, my friend.
Yeah, we'll be selling tickets live at Randy's house for this pay-per-view match. We should have had this documented. I think we were talking earlier. It would have been hilarious if we could have, like, a week-long documentary of, like, the behind-the-scenes. Because I know you've been probably calling people, talking to people. I know Trout has been calling and talking to people, seeing who you should start, the trash talk. You know, I think that would be hilarious if we get a little bit behind the scenes of the week leading up to the big matchup. It's like the Thriller in Manila, you know? It's two heavyweights, and it could end a friendship that's been, you know, 30 years plus. So, I can't wait, honestly. I'll be there on Sunday.
Who are you rooting for, Dave? Who are you rooting for?
Obviously, Trotta.
What does that mean?
No one wants you to win. Randy, we all want you to lose.
Oh, you know, you think so? I got text yesterday, 9/12.
See, here we go. This is what we need.
Gallagher. GG, congrats, man. I'm rooting for you over Trotta. So, and that's like a lot. I'm like, a lot of games left in that game of the 49ers versus Ravens. 49ers put out, Brock Purdy put out an absolute dud. Then he says, good game, best of luck. I'd rather you than Trotta. Says that twice, double down on it.
Then wow.
But I'm like, then he's playing a nice guy, so I had to send him, like, you know, when it comes in the morning where it says, like, what do you do this week? And you got the win, so I, like, texted to him. And he's like, whoa, I was looking for you over Trotta. And then him dropping CEH yesterday was just fucking terrible. Trotta's got already a bailout. Trotta's got options now. But here's Mike. This is what Mike's doing. And I already know what you're doing, Mike. He starts out with the text of, just looked at your team, man. Really remarkable how you drafted. Testament to your football IQ. Top three draft of all time. It's got to be up there. The guy's, like, trying to be nice and, like, putting good vibes. But I know in the back of his head, he just wishes my team exploded.
Went yeah, down in flames. If it was me, I'd be talking mad shit this week. But and also Gallagher, I don't know. It seems like he's just saying that to be nice.
Yeah, what was that about? Like, and then, like, the best thing about Gallagher, too, is the one thing, he wouldn't send me his address all week. Because I literally wanted to get his house swatted halfway through some of these games. When he was out and visiting his girl in, what was he, in Oregon or Portland or something?
I don't know.
Oregon.
And then, two, he said, like, hey, Randy, what are you cooking on this week? And then Cook puts up a 5, which is, like, the funniest fucking thing I could ever imagine. I'm like, all right, Gallagher. I was just waiting for all week. I'm like, to just get that win to fucking say something.
Yeah, the strength of his team that we talked about all week is running backs. I mean, McCaffrey obviously did well, but the wide receivers were what kept him in that game.
And, you know, especially after us hanging out Thursday and he was being big-chested, like, oh, Randy put up a dud with fucking Kamara and Kyron Williams. He had to be feeling so good. But I'm telling you, four NFL games for the final four now is insane. I don't know if it was just, like, this weekend. I don't remember. I was in the playoffs last year like that. Was I? No. No.
No.
But is it always been like that? A Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
No. No. It's usually week – because I won the week prior. My championship was like December. It was on my birthday that year. It was December 18th or December 20th or something like that.
I'm talking. I woke up today feeling like I went through hell. Like
it's been. It's because the new. They added games. So what? 2 years ago? 3 years ago? That changed.
Yeah, I think they added a game, but I just. I think it was the way Christmas fell. Also,
yeah,
the Sunday. It was the first time they had four days of football. It just seemed. It's a lot.
That's too long. That's. I was like even. I wasn't even in it, and I was nervous watching it for all of you guys. Yeah. I know you were sweating it out. You were texting me about 4 minutes into the Kansas City game, saying that you made the wrong decision because someone kicked a field goal. So, what were your feelings going into these games?
It was a grind. Let me tell you, it's almost the opposite this week. I mean, you know, me and Randy don't have anybody going Thursday. We got a big game Saturday, and then Sunday the games are done by 3:25. We don't got anybody going Sunday night unless anything changes. So it's like the opposite this week. It was a grind. You know, I didn't have anybody going Thursday. You know, Waldo had Cooper Kupp going. I felt good about Kupp only putting up a 10. And then it just kind of worked out to where – and he also had Eckler that didn't do much, so I felt okay. But, you know, you never know with this type of stuff. And, you know, my team just hasn't really been putting up as many points as I would like. So I grinded out a dub. I did what I had to do. Started Tyler Boyd. Everybody's ripped me off. You spent $20 on Parker Washington, and I pick up Tyler Boyd. So, I mean, which is, you know, well, I'm glad I picked him up. You put up an 11. And so, you know, I started the right defense when it all said and done. So I'm making the right choices, even though they haven't been big point choices, but I'm making the right choices, and I feel great going into this week. I'll tell you that.
Do you feel great going into this week? Because for, like, the last 3 weeks, your team has been pretty mediocre. And you ran into some easy matchups. You had the bye. You had the worst team in the playoffs with Waldo that was basically not a playoff team. He did start to get a little hot, but your team has put up less than 130 points in 3 weeks in a row now?
Yeah, three straight weeks, less than 130 points. But at the same time, my team hasn't been full strength.
It's not full strength this week, though, either.
Well, here's the thing, and I didn't really – like again – I want to talk about this a little bit. You know, I just want to give, you know, just a little playback too. Those games, the Teats game, my game versus Waldo, and Rain's game versus Gallagher were out of control, like electric factory. There were so many ups and downs, twists and turns, dude. It was really insane. Like, my game versus Waldo, like, Waldo was pretty much dead in the water, dude. And then he gets two garbage time touchdowns from Calvin Ridley. He gets a garbage Logan Thomas touchdown because Brissett comes in. Like, that game, the Washington could not move the ball. They bring in Brissett, and all of a sudden they're down 27-0 in that game, and they come back and they take the lead 28-27.
28-27.
Gibson gets a garbage touchdown. Channel got a bunch of garbage time to end up beating Lath, and then, you know, with Randy.
Yeah, nobody else got Bryce Hall that went for 50.
Yeah, Bryce Hall catches 12 catches, like, unbelievable.
Nobody really talked about the Teats all in the group chat at all, and it was probably the best game of the weekend.
It was. Yeah. It was insane. You know, I feel for Lath because I feel like this is probably, like, maybe the most undeserving Teats of all time.
Yes, he did text me today. Lath verbatim said, I'm out of the league. Hang on, I got the receipts. Let me bring it up for the kid. Lath says, I'm not playing next year. That's what he said yesterday. And he said, take me out of the group chat. He said, I'm not playing next year. I'm like, honestly, dude, I said, I think it's fucked up. This was one of the best managed seasons I've ever seen Lath have, too. He just, that's fantasy football.
I texted him as well, and he said he's probably out. He's not going to play next year.
He's saying that now.
I mean, that's what I would say, so. I mean, that's exactly what I would do. So,
I mean, he got screwed.
Big time.
Should have been the Teats for sure. I think I scored 87 points this weekend.
And then he loses by 1 point. That's fucking brutal. That was brutal. Yeah. That's a bad beat. So I feel for Lath. You know, Waldo. Again, I thought Waldo's team got hot against Ryan. I'm glad he beat Ryan because obviously I wouldn't have beat Ryan this week. So that was huge. Thank you, Waldo, for beating Ryan so I could beat you. Appreciate that. So now I'm just in a situation where heading into this week against Randy, like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm the underdog. You know, I'm not probably supposed to be here.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
It's just
picture, dude. You're not 1,000,000% is the underdog. How is he not the underdog? You've been in first place all year. He's a million percent.
Mike's been in second. Mike's won seven straight.
He's still underdog. He's still the underdog.
I'll let you go first, Dave. You say your point, I'll rebuttal.
You have the most points in the league. You're in first place. You've rolled through the playoffs. Trot has barely made it through the playoffs. He's barely putting up points. How is he not the underdog? He has injuries. Like, you finally got a Hockenson injury. Good job. Now you actually have to fucking do something as a manager and put in someone or make a decision. God sakes, you know, like, he actually has had to make decisions on things. You haven't had to do nothing.
So I made the correct decision on playing Tony Fowler.
Oh wow,
Mozart came from. I thought Mozart came from the dead.
Oh wow, 12 points or 5 points. Either way, you fucking win, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, Dave, there's a lot of resentment. Like,
well, because you're acting like.
No.
Why not the underdog? Like, your team is.
Here's my rebuttal. Here's my rebuttal that's been said prior from Trotta. I've never won. Trotta's won. He's been there. He knows what it takes to make the right decisions. He said I didn't have the mental fortitude to be in this spot. So all this doesn't go into coaching, too? Not just the players on the field doesn't go into coaching a championship? He's got the championship pedigree.
What coaching? You made one lineup change in fucking 6 weeks. Good job. You changed Tony Pollard for Mostert, who's leading the league in touchdown rushes. That's a real, real tough, Randy. Real hard decision to make. Just saying. You're acting like coaching decisions. There is no coaching decisions when you're taking that
good. I also want to say, I want to give Gallagher a lot of credit, dude. That CMC trade with Waldo and Mike Rodon is one of the worst trades ever. I mean, Pittman was killing for Waldo, and that was a cheap ass hit. Waldo did bring up that point. Their hit on Hockenson was cheap as fuck. You cannot – that's like the old Gronk tackles. They just dove at his fucking knee, and that poor guy, not only does – he gets traded from this team that finally makes it and wins the NFC North. He goes from the Lions last year. Now he's on their shit Vikings team. The guy can't catch a break. But he gets
Vikings won the division last year, didn't they?
No. Yeah, the Vikings don't.
Yeah, yeah.
They did. My fault. They did. It's true. I'm totally wrong. But it's your hometown team, and you got traded midseason to go to the Vikings. And then the Lions are making a run for the playoffs, and that's the team you probably want to be a part of. When you got traded away and your fucking knee gets taken out by your old team, that sucked. Two, Mike Evans has been on my team for the last 6 years, and it was Mike Evans' revenge game versus me. I was going to lose my fucking mind. The guy had 21 in the first quarter.
I called it.
I know.
Mike Evans and DK.
CMC has a 20 at halftime. I want to bring this up, too, because actually we've all been a big Mahomes fans, and we are. Is he kind of... Are we, like, off Mahomes? He's such a whiny bitch now. You watched the whole game? They took back that pick. That was automatic. How was that reversed, that pick?
Someone tweeted out, this would have been like if Mahomes got drafted by the Bears. Because he's looked god-awful. I'm shocked. I mean, Gallagher's got to be sick to his stomach. Like, the fact that, I mean, you have Patrick Mahomes and he just laid an egg for the past like 6 weeks for you. Like, if you had any quarterback, like, you probably win this league.
Someone was saying he's getting like the Baker Mayfield. Like, maybe if you didn't do fucking 45 commercials every day, you would and worked on your football game, you wouldn't be decreasing. Also, I think Taylor Swift needs to get the fuck out of Kansas City. Ever since she's come around, that team has sucked ass. Travis Kelce's terrible.
I'm gonna rebuttal that, Dave. Here's why. When she first started coming around, Kelce was killing.
His worst season.
Oh, without a doubt. But is he just washed? I think he's just washed.
Is he washed, or is he just his mind and elsewhere?
I don't think it's Kelce's fault. I mean, Kelce's still tight end two or something or tight end three or something like that. He's still.
He's not what he was last year. He's barely scoring touchdowns this year.
I would say this: deep playoff runs, back to back to back to back years, and taking those numerous hits and being the offense. Like, they should have done something more, and that's on them, and that's what happens when you pay your quarterback a huge contract. They needed more weapons for wide receiver. They put that whole offense on Travis Kelce, week in and week out. If Travis Kelce doesn't play well, then the offense goes nowhere.
I mean, Rashee Rice is good, but I think they thought Tony was going to be better, and he's a little, like, crack baby. I don't know, man. That guy's not good.
He can't catch. He runs, like, terrible routes, too. And that was one of the things he was good at. I don't get it.
Real quick, if we could just circle back to our matchup real quick. And before I got interrupted about 10 minutes ago and wasn't allowed to finish my freaking thought because I started talking and you just... Whoa, 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 whoa. I'll say this. I feel so confident now. Number one is because I know I could outmanage and outcoach you, and I know that that's what it's going to take to win this game. And so, like, I'm already seeing the board so well, and I already see my lineup, and I'm feeling really good about my lineup. And then number two, I like the fact that, like, Laporta kind of had a dud last week. Dak was a little okay. I guess, you know, I like how my team, like, hasn't been putting up as many numbers. I feel like this is going to be the pop-off week for me personally. So that's kind of where I'm at.
This is you seeing the board, and I'll see it with you because I called you. You didn't even know about this till this morning. You're hoping that I can't think of your name.
Pacheco.
No, the running back.
Pacheco.
Pacheco doesn't play, so you're gonna hitch your horse. You're gonna hitch your wagon to the horse of CEH.
Yeah. Hold
that, dude, because I'm telling you. Do you think that's the guy that's going to lead you to the face round? If he does, he does, dude. But I'm telling you, you don't think the Chiefs are going to activate someone from the practice squad and they're not going to get a bunch of ticks? Watch you get cucked by like a Damian Williams coming off the practice squad. You want CEH, that's your guy, then go ahead. Gallagher drop, leaves you out. Travis Kelce is tight end number two on the season. He's 5 points behind Hockenson. I just looked. But, and then what else?
Well, so you're on the flip side of that, aren't you slightly concerned that Randy's running backs also put up, I wouldn't say duds, but Kamara only an 8 last week, Kyron only 16, which is good, but not for him, and then Mozart only a 12.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to win the shootout, so I feel like I got the makings of like a 150 point game. That's what I'm gonna need. I got to get to 150, I think, to win this week. And again, you know, I'm just scrapping and clawing, you know, like just hard work, you know, hard hat, lunch pail. Like, you know, he's used to living in the Ritz Carlton. You know what I'm trying to say? I've been shacking up at the Motel 6. I've just been grinding. He's been sleeping in satin sheets, and so he doesn't. He's
dog shit.
Yeah, exactly. So at the end of the day, he can't match what I'm bringing, the energy, the intensity, the focus. He can't match that because everything's been given to him. Nothing's given to me. I gotta get everything.
Why don't we pull up the lineups here and take a look at the matchups? I think we need to see what's going on this week.
Yeah, we should actually. I wish the confetti would have fell so you guys could see it. Boom, right there. I mean, again, I had a bad week. Still put up a 128. So let's just keep things in perspective.
128s don't win this league, Mike.
Fair enough. All right. I mean, here it comes. I mean, really the last game of note. Obviously, we have the third place game. But right now, projection of 132. Randy's projection of 132. I'm projecting 126. I mean, are we going to break down each matchup? Let's break down each.
Yeah. That's all we got to talk about.
All right. Let's start with the quarterback position. Detroit is the top five worst fantasy defense in terms of quarterback scoring. So that's a great sign for Dak. They're back at home. Which they air it out at home and they look great at home, so I love that matchup. I love that matchup.
Cook on Detroit, see what they've been giving up to quarterbacks. I think it's a great matchup. Detroit's defense has been
They're crazy. They give up 24, 30, 20, 24, 43 to Lamar Jackson.
I mean, Nick Mullins 20. 38,
24, 35, 15, 12, 28, 21. So the last 3 weeks, they've given up a 28 to Fields, 21 to Russ, and a 20 to Nick Mullins.
And, I mean, not exactly the best offenses in the world. Would you agree?
I agree.
There you go.
Fields.
I'm expecting, like, I need, like, a 35 from Dak.
Might be a little optimistic, but I'd say high 20s.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, he's got Lamar Jackson against Miami. Miami's actually been pretty good. He gets him at home.
Lamar's been on a roll. Is MVP?
I think so.
I think he's the favorite right now.
I mean, so here's Lamar. the last 4 weeks. Miami's given up a 19 to Howell, a 20 to Levis. Simeon played terrible, and then a 25 to Dak. So, I mean, there's definitely opportunities for Lamar to score. And they really haven't played that many. I mean, Aiden O'Connell, 10, Tim Boyle, and not the best. So
I didn't realize Miami had such an easy schedule.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
against competent quarterbacks that say like week one, Herbert dropped 25. Week four, Buffalo, Josh Allen dropped to 47. Hurts dropped to 29 against them. Mahomes dropped to 21. And then really Dak was the only other competent quarterback on this list. He dropped to 25.
So, I mean, I think it's a wash there at the quarterback position. I can't really say one has an advantage or the other.
What I need to have happen here, I need one of those, like, okay, Gus Edwards, you get two touchdowns, maybe like they run it in with Justice Hill. Like, I need one of those games where he's not getting the touchdowns. But now the MVP talk's starting to heat up. Are they gonna try and dial up some shit to where he gets touchdowns?
You gotta get him. You can't get a rushing touchdown. That'd kill you.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Well, I'm expecting Lamar to put up a meet his projection. I just need Dak to have a monster.
No. I think both quarterbacks are going to have high 20s to low 30s.
No, this is for sure guaranteed.
If Dak puts up a monster, does Lamb negate everything Dak does?
Well, that's what I was about to ask. Is
I don't know the right answer for that.
I mean, here's my thing. Ferguson hasn't really had a big game recently. I'm hoping it's like a Ferguson game. Maybe it's like one of those Mike Gallup games where he maybe catches like, you know, like 5 for 120 in a tutty. Something stupid where he catches a bomb. Maybe Turpin gets loose. I don't know.
CD has just been Mr. Consistent.
I know, but here's the thing. I'll live with him putting up he's been good. All right. If he could get, like, under a 20, I'll feel good about that.
Yeah, 17, 32, 19, 18, 25.
Yeah, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
I mean, only 1 week in single digits. That's when they got blown out by San Francisco. So, yeah, not ideal. That's why I kind of need...
CD could go for, like, 10 for 120.
Yeah, if he does that, then I think I've lost. I'm going to lose. Because that indicates
it. I mean, but you do have the quarterback, so you are going to get some points out of it. But he will come out.
Well, then I would also need, if CD does go off, then I need a St. Brown dud, which
probably not going to happen.
Now, I got Tyreek at Baltimore.
Just going to skip over Ayuk?
No, I'm going to get Tim second because, you know, Cheetah's the guy. Now, here's the thing. I need one of those crazy, crazy Tyreek games where he goes like 8 for 180 and like 2 touchdowns.
And his problem. I'm also nervous. That's a huge win for Baltimore too. I know, but it's a big game as well. So let's see how well the coaching with Harbaugh is to keep this team focused and stuff to come back home. And this game's really for home field advantage, correct?
Yeah. They have the number. They have the best record in the NFL right now, I believe. And that defense right now looks unstoppable. And going back home. Maybe it's a letdown game, though, like you said. You know, after a big win, they are the number one overall seed in the NFL.
I'm a little worried about Tua going to Baltimore. Like, I wish that was in Miami.
Yeah, that's a little rough. Could be some weather implications there. You never know.
But with no Waddle, obviously Baltimore's going to be able to scheme maybe a little bit more towards Tyreek. At the same time, dude, they move Tyreek's around so much, it's almost like impossible.
You have one less weapon to worry about because after Waddle, what is there really to worry about?
No one.
Chosen one?
Yeah, but so my hope is that McDaniel just moves him around so much that, yeah, obviously they're keen in on Tyreek, but it's not like he just lined up on the outside and it's just one-on-one. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
No, I get it, but also it's going to be a run-heavy game, which would also lead to a good thing for Randy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sure it's going to be run-heavy?
Could be.
I think Baltimore's got one of the better run defenses in the league.
I mean, they just got torched by McCaffrey.
I mean, everybody
gets torched by McCaffrey.
I don't know. I understand why McCaffrey's on. He should be MVP.
He should be MVP. No. But if I'm the Ravens, then I am just without a doubt doubling Tyreek Hill on every single play. I don't care. Let somebody else beat me. I'm putting, what's his name, Kyle Hamilton or the safety. And your best corner and just follow him the whole entire game. I don't care if he goes in motion, he's getting doubled every time.
Here's the thing, though. He's so fast, it don't matter. But you could say the same thing, like, if you're the Dolphins, like, do the same thing to CeeDee Lamb. Make someone else beat you.
They have other weapons, though. That's the thing. I'm saying with a Waddle down.
Yeah, true.
Like, I mean, they have weapons, but A-Chan hasn't really been good. I think he's still a little bit banged up. Mozart's banged up a little bit, so...
Yeah, so then it comes down to, like, I need a monster from Tyreek. And, again, like you're saying, I don't know if it's going to happen. But I do feel like that this game could be weird. Like, I could see some weird shit happen in this game where it's like a high scoring game. Sure. So we'll see. I mean, yeah, it's gonna be tough. I mean, like I said, I'm just the underdog. I'm just happy to be here. I'm just trying to make my way. You know, Randy's got St. Brown. Again, I'm anticipating the shootout, so you think St. Brown has a big game.
Another guy about as consistent as can be.
Yeah, Dallas, though, pretty good against fantasy receivers. So that leads me to maybe Laporta, hopefully. They're pretty good against Enzo, too. I'm hoping Laporta has a bounce back.
So in the wide receiver realm, you have Ayuk and Hill. He's got CeeDee Lamb and Brown. I would have to lean towards Randy in the wide receivers. I mean, they're just too – obviously, Hill's the best receiver, but Lamb and Brown are pretty damn close, and they're just way more consistent than Ayuk.
I'm interested to see what happens with Brock Purdy this week. Once Sam Darnold got in the game, he favored Ayuk a ton. He's running slants all day at the end of that game. I don't know if it was just game script with the game kind of out of reach and it kind of more prevent defense not for them not to score at the end of that game. But Ayuk like had like five catches.
And Ayuk, I mean, Ayuk puts up points, but it's like mid-teens to low-teens. Yeah. So, you know, he's not putting up those monster, like, 25, 30-point
My hope is that Washington's such a dumpster fire that, like, he gets loose.
He does have a great matchup, though. But the other issue on that end is I think they're already wrapped up their division. So if they go big halfway through the game, you might see some stars sit. That's the only issue when you get those good guys.
I think they still have an opportunity for the number one seed, though.
It's sure, awesome. But if it goes to go 28-7 in the fourth quarter...
Yeah. Trent Williams banged up. I think they had like three left tackles go down that game. Interested to see if Trent Williams plays. Interested to see.
He's standing on the sideline. I mean, I'm hoping he does. So now let's go to the running back position. Gibbs, and then, you know, it's either going to be Clyde Edwards or Pacheco. So, I mean, obviously I'm down there too. You know, he's got Kamara off a dud against Tampa Bay, who's pretty good against running backs. I mean, they've seen Kamara for a long time now. You think that they are able to stop him. Last time they played, he put up a 21. So that's not ideal coming off a dud. Big game, though, for Tampa. And then he's got Mostert, who, again, like, the past 3 weeks I've been watching. It's just everything is garbage with this guy. I mean, these games where he's scoring two touchdowns, like, the games are, like, you know, like, it's just
– third or fourth quarter.
Yes.
Like
this 30-0 game against the Jets late. He comes in last week after missing like 3-4 possessions. He catches a touchdown. And so, like, I'm hoping that Mostert has a dud. But
last three out of 4 weeks, he's been under 50 yards rushing. So,
yes.
He doesn't get in the end zone
a ton. Yeah. So it's a little fool's goal, but, you know, the other thing that bothers me is.
That's a problem.
Another thing that bothers me, though, is like, Tyreek's a weapon, but he's not as good in the red zone.
No.
You know?
He's a long shot, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why he's so good. So, I don't know. I have to match whatever he does with the running back position.
Which might be tough. Again, I think I have to give the running backs, obviously, to Randy. Randy's had the best running backs in the league all year.
Yeah. See what I'm talking about, Randy? Everything's trending towards you, dude. Feel great.
I mean, how can you not say that? You got Pacheco who's banged up.
No, I agree, Dave.
If Pacheco wasn't banged up, he's pretty good, and Gibbs has been, like, outstanding in the last few weeks.
Yeah,
he's really turned it on. So
Montgomery's been falling the wayside.
I don't trust CEH if he's your starter. Like, I know he's had some good games, but like Rand said, if he beats you, then let it be, because it is what it is at that point. All right. But if Pacheco's healthy, your running backs are good. But obviously, Randy's are better.
All right, tight end position. You know, I think I have the edge, but Everett's been actually pretty good.
I think you
good.
Won this one,
yeah. Yeah, come on, Mike.
No, I'm saying Everett's been pretty good lately. He's been steady.
Yeah. I'm just hoping for a 10 from Everett.
What's Denver do against tight ends?
They're the worst.
They're the worst in the league.
All right, it's a great matchup. But also, you got Easton Stick throwing, so I don't know how that's going to go. That guy's not good.
Yeah, Randy, I mean, it's amazing. And again, Laporta's got a tough matchup at Dallas. I mean, I can't catch a break this week, dude. Like, Should I just
Yeah, but sometimes when you got bad matchups for some reason, I don't know, game scripts flip and then you got good matchups for that week. I don't know. You know, you go down a little bit, or the team goes down, and then they're throwing the ball in the whole second half. So, and it's not like Laporta isn't the number one, you know, red zone guy in that offense. You just you need to get
three on the year, though.
No, right.
Well, now he's two with Hawkinson, RIP.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's probably Randy. I'll give the edge to Randy on that one too, just because, you know, he's got the matchup. I would kill for that matchup.
This is what you're doing. Like, keep painting this picture like bulletin board material for your team.
You know, it's just
no one expected us.
It's not even close.
No, it's true. Okay, now let's go to the flex position. I mean, there's not really an argument. I'm not starting Tyler Boyd.
You gonna start, dude?
You'll find out, dude. Like everybody else.
Why does it matter? Like,
it does matter.
Like, what? You already have more money for me, so you could get anyone to say you're gonna start. I think it's because you don't know.
No, I have waivers put in.
Waivers?
Yeah, waivers, multiple. Yeah. Like I said, dude, I'm gonna have to make three decisions that. If they pan out, like, it's going to give me a chance. And if I miss on one of those decisions, I'm going to lose. Like, so I have to be perfect. So it's a process. I gotta think it out. It's not something that I'm just going to plug and play. Like, you know, I don't have that luxury like Randy, who's just so loaded that he could just plug and play anybody. It doesn't matter. I'm different from me. So, I got Clyde Edwards, obviously, because Pacheco's banged up. And then I got to see. There's some people I like. But
when Do you think you hurt yourself throughout the year not at least benching some guys, using some money for this point right here where you get to the end of the season and you're kind of struggling to figure out what you're going to put it at the flex?
No, I mean, it's easy to say that now, but I mean, I'm also in the championship.
I understand that, but you're also struggling to set a lineup in the championship because you weren't 8 steps ahead of everyone. You were more like 8 steps behind everyone.
No, here's the thing, Dave. Here's the thing. The Tank Dell injury hurt me. Kincaid, since Knox got back, Kincaid was the guy.
That's the thing.
No, I know, but like it took a couple weeks to realize. Oh man, Kincaid's unplayable. All right, all right.
You held on to Philly defense for the whole year, and they've been fucking terrible.
True.
That could have been a drop opportunity, and you held on to him because they're your baby, and now you're. Going between Tyler Boyd and Clyde Edwards-Helaire to maybe be in your flex in the championship.
He's going to pick up like Shahid or like KJ Osborne to play him.
Something like that, but in the past, those moves have worked for yeah. Trout. I'm just saying, do you wish you would have made some moves earlier in the season?
Here's the thing. Okay, I missed on the Kyren. All right, I wanted
not
him.
That early in the season. I'm talking like last 6
weeks. What could be out there, Dave? Like, okay, yeah, I didn't get Deontay Johnson who put up a 3 last week.
I don't have the numbers on hand. I'm just
saying. That's what I'm saying. Like it's not like there's been like
you drop Pickens.
Yeah, but who's been terrible and had one great week. I mean, yeah, if I had Pickens, I'd feel probably a little bit better right now after the game he put up.
My dumbass picked up Ty Chandler, like something like that.
Yeah, the Ty Chandler one's a good pickup. I mean,
Zamir White or whatever his name is for the Raiders.
No. True. Yeah, I didn't monitor the Jacobs situation enough. I agree.
There's some things out there that you know you could have had some value.
Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, sure. I mean, it's just at the time when you're doing it. I mean, I really, Fields could be dropped. I mean, I could drop Fields. Don't need him. I'm not starting him this week. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could have got more depth, but you know, now I'm in the position I am, so. I just got to ride it out. Again, I just got to make the right decisions. A lot of pressure, but I put that pressure on me. I've been there before. I've done it. So, you know, I can't say that about my counterpart. But, I'll take the pressure.
I just had to get the inside the mind of Mikey Meltdown to see what he's thinking.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to call the game?
Yeah, I might as well. I mean, he's got the – now all of a sudden Philly's defense is like just – inept. So now Elliott looks good and is good. And so
I think he's got the kicker spot.
Yeah, he's got the I mean, I like his matchup against Tennessee.
And then I think you guys wash it. Maybe Houston's a little bit better.
That's if I start Kansas City.
I don't think you're starting Kansas City against Cincinnati, but probably Houston. I don't really like either of your defenses, but.
Yeah, I mean, so by my calculation, Randy's got 8 out of 9 boxes checked. So again,
I am going Randy.
But again, it's just, and here's the thing, though, Randy. Like, if you lose, this is going to be the biggest choke job of fantasy line of the Soil Touchdowns League.
How, Mike? Like, you can't say that.
1,000%.
You can set the best lineup.
Don't fucking have excuses already, Randy.
I have no excuses, dude. I fucking had the best set up lineup. I had a good team, man. You got to let the players play. I had faith in my players.
Doesn't sound like it. You're already like,
there's no excuses. It's one game.
Yeah, for everything.
You should walk
everything
away.
Work for Randy. Everything you've ever wanted is on the table against your biggest rival.
Yeah, I wish I had a little more horses in the stable, but it is what it is.
Next question. Are you both going to be at Randy's house to watch these games on Sunday? Well, obviously Randy's going to be there, but
I mean, Saturday is kind of the big day, but I mean...
Are you going to be in the house?
To be determined. TBD.
Oh, man.
I mean, Saturday's the big day. How about this? If it goes well Saturday, I'll probably be there on Sunday.
Oh, God.
I mean, if it's a dud Saturday for me and I'm getting blown out, I mean, I'm not even going to watch the games.
So, hypothetically, you lose. When's the next time we're going to see you? Like, February?
Maybe.
Are you going to go, like, radio silence?
Possibly. You know, again, it's such a David versus Goliath, you know, situation that, you know, I don't feel like I should run away with this thing. And so there's a little different type of energy going into it than if I was, like, loaded like Randy's team and I lose, you know. So, you know, again, I feel there's an avenue for me to win. I just need some things to go right. There's obviously more ways for Randy to win, but.
Flip side, Randy, if you do win, is Trot ever going to live this down, or is this going to be, like, a 20-year running joke for you?
I think it's not even about Trotta. For me.
So you won't torment him forever for beating him?
No, I mean, it's just been a combination of a long time coming, dude. We're in a right spot. We're in a good spot right here. I feel comfortable. Feel good. And I wanna attack it. You know, it reminds me of a great quote, and this has kind of been my thing for the entire year.
Here we go.
For the strength of the pack is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack. That just sums up my team, dude. That's everyone. It's not one player. It's a combination, a collection of everyone together working for one common goal, and that's just keeping on. You know what I mean? We're trusting the process. We're going to keep grinding. We're going to keep grinding, and let's go get it, dude. Let's go get it. That's all I'm going to tell my guys. It's 6 inches in front of your face. You know what I mean? I know.
6 inches in front of your face, huh?
Yeah, 6 inches in front of your face, Dave. That's what we're fighting for. And I know the guy next to me is going to fight for those 6 inches. He's going to die for those 6 inches.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's going to tug and pull for those 6 inches?
Yeah. He's going to scratch and claw with his fingernails for that inch.
I was going to say it the other day. Either way it goes, hopefully you guys don't kill each other and are still friends after this. You know, it's just fantasy football. Coming from the guy who came in 12th place.
Oh. Yeah, it's just, you know, I just hate losing to Randy. You know what I'm trying to say? So it'll be, yeah, but especially to Randy, it'd be a tough pill for me to swallow. We'll see, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, he has a tendency, he's not a very humble guy. Like, I'm a humble winner. I've always been that way. Yeah, I'm a sore loser, don't get me wrong, but I'm a, okay, here's the, like, Waldo's probably one of the biggest trash talkers in the league, I would say.
Yes, easy.
Yeah, like, you know, he's trash talking me. You know, I'm staying reserved. You know, like, that's not my style. I'm not gonna win and then gloat about it. You know what I'm trying to say?
But you would with this one.
Nah, I wouldn't. That's not who I am, dude. Like, I understand. Because I've been there, dude. I've been on the other side of that, so I understand what people go through.
You never lost that championship.
No, I've lost though.
Oh, Yeah, people lose all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm not going to be the type of guy that, like, rubs it in anybody's face or anything like that. But at the same time, like, he brings out the worst in me. So,
yeah.
It's hard to be around that, you know, in that type of toxicity.
Toxicity. Well, Randy, you got your picks for this week, and we'll get out of here.
Are you gonna try and get people over?
I would love to see you both at Randy's house. You could sell us on pay per view, and I'd watch it.
The championship matchup is gonna be done by 7 o'clock. I mean, 6:30 with the last 3 o'clock games on Sunday.
Unless I pick up anybody to play Sunday night.
Wait, is that New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then next day Michigan plays.
Oh man.
I mean, it's got the makings to be either a fantastic weekend or like an absolute Randy goes on a fucking 2 week bender. If I lose and Michigan loses, I will probably not talk to anyone for a while. I'll probably be driving down Cicero as fast as I can, looking for the kale sack. But we're not thinking that way. Only positive thoughts, good vibes only. Shout out to Channel to win in his Teats game. I thought he was going to talk more smack. Nothing really was talked about. I think people were too nervous to say anything.
It's hard to talk smack to Lathe, too, because he's too nice. And he doesn't really talk shit to anybody, so it's really hard to talk shit to him. Now, if like, I was in the Teats, that fucking group chat would have been blown up like no other. But congratulations, Channel, fucking dork. You know, to get us beers now.
Yeah, I know that we would have been fucked up at the draft if Channel was a tease.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Bulls are down 10. This team stinks, Trotta. We can go on to my bets. Trotta, who are you taking in your game? You didn't make your pick.
I mean, I never pick my game, dude. It's bad luck.
Never pick this game.
Pick your game.
I'm not going to pick it.
The crazy thing is, like, I owe you $100, and I'm willing, and I got the money ready for you right now, and I'll pay you right. It's what we have to meet face to face. That was my caveat. I already said double or nothing, and then you're out here saying you want odds, like 4-1 odds.
Yeah.
No, it's just straight up game, dude. Double or nothing. You want to make it 200?
Nah,
people are also asking if you, like, you texted me this morning asking to split it, dude.
That never happened. That never happened. I would rather fucking, I'm not gonna split it. I'd rather win and get no money than split it with you. Put that on for size.
Alright. So yeah. Get
fucking bets out, let's go.
Bets last. All right, we'll go from last week recap. I went 1-2. Didn't like it. Browns was a terrible decision. They whooped the Texans. Kind of a crazy game too, because their kicker got knocked out, and then all of a sudden, Joe Flacco's going for like fourth downs and throwing picks when they're up like 30. Colts Atlanta. I hate this Atlanta team. I don't know which way to bet them ever. I think go against the flow with them every week. And then I did win with the Cowboys. They covered that 1.5. I told you I took the Cowboys. 26-16 on the year, up 10 units. This will be the last. Oh, no, we'll have next week recap, too. I can give some picks.
Yeah.
I'm going Bears -3 at home versus Falcons. I think the Bears keep on their winning ways. The Falcons won last week, so they're due for a dud again. I'm just going against the Falcons. If they win a week, I'll go pick them to lose the next week. Next, I kind of like Patriots +12 at the Bills. The Bills are such a Jekyll and Hyde team. They might be, Trotta can attest to this too, they might be the stupidest franchise. They're the stupidest team. They do ridiculous shit for no reason. And I think +12, and I picked the Bills to win, but +12, I'm going to take Patriots with the points. Last but not least, Packers +2.5 at Vikings. I don't think that Vikings team is good. Nick Mullins stinks. And it's like Dobbs is dead. They keep riding the hand of Nick Mullins. I think Love's been playing well with a ransack of her wide receivers. Aaron Jones kind of looked good last week.
Well, about time. Look at that. It only took fucking 16 weeks.
But I like the Packers. That's a mortgage payment getting the points. So I'm going to do that. I might do a teaser with the Pats and Bills and get the Pats like at plus 18 and then take that line down and move that line up and say on the under. I might do that as well. But that's what I'm arriving with this week. What do you think, boys?
I get Atlanta probably will fuck you again, but
I don't know. That's why I might do like a t-shirt with the Falcons and get them plus 9.
Like that's and like, a seven-leg parlay hit everything but Atlanta. All right, check the Colts.
They gotta get rid of Arthur Smith, dude. That team they've spent too much money on too many weapons for them not to get going. And they look great last week too. I just don't get it.
Hey, remember the beginning of the year when I said the Buccaneers have a chance to win the division? You guys all laughed at me.
I know. Did you look at it like Baker Mayfield's got, I think, 7 less interceptions than Patrick Mahomes, and he's got like 3 more TD passes than Patrick Mahomes.
He's having a great season. No one's talking about it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it almost like it was like a rent a quarterback for a year? Like, do you like kind of stamp?
Oh, they're supposed to be resigning him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you just keep him for cheap?
I would. Why not?
Mike Evans looked fucking great, dude.
But also came off a week where he had 1 catch for 5 yards, so it's Mike Evans effects.
No. Well, anything?
Any bets? Nah, man. I want to wish you the best of luck, dude. And you know,
I'd like to get all the boys together. It'd be nice.
I mean, Saturday might be the because New Year's Eve. Saturday might be the move, but
yeah, Saturday might be a little easier to.
I mean, that's a huge game.
You can do Sunday in the morning. I mean, you're over by.
Yeah, true.
Who's? I'm not doing anything for New Year's Eve night.
I'll probably be sleeping by 10 o'clock. So
yeah,
but yeah, spend it with the family. New Year's Eve.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna try to, I gotta be out there for at least one of those days, if not both, but might be rough, because then actual New Year's Day, I'm gonna be out again, so.
Yeah. All right, hey, remember, it's never too late to come relax to the lounge. Take care, y'all.
All right, good luck, Mike.
Peace.